Hello, everybody, and welcome back to season 3 of Kind of a Big Deal. So this week, I will actually be joined by a guest host. So to fill you in a little bit, since the last time you left us, we had taken a break for our in between season 2 and 3. And during that time, Craig has had adventures, which we will be discussing next week on the podcast. Doug has changed his life to create a new journey for himself, so he will be flowing in and out. There is much going on in our lives, but we continue to work together to create great content. All of that will be chronicled on the podcast. I literally just said that wrong, but you guys get what I mean. So you'll find out everything that's going on in our lives and everything that we are doing and the things that we are working on and creating. So if you would like to join us for Pridecast, please message us on our Facebook page and we would love to have you on. This year is going to be so much fun when the episode comes out in June. So let's kick off season 3, episode 2, right now. Hey everybody, I'm Terry Miller, and this week I'm joined with a very special KOABD guest host.
Jerry Maynard. What's up, y'all?
So we are going to be hanging out, talking, doing our thing, and having a good time while doing it. So thank you for being my guest host, Jerry.
Oh my God, thank you for having me. It's going to be so much fun.
All right, so I'm going to kick off the show by making you uncomfortable.
So, ooh, you can try.
So these are the weird things you should never say or ask your guest host.
Okay.
You're like a walking inspiration for dirty thoughts.
Ooh, that's a good one.
What is a sexual experience that you would like to forget?
A sexual experience that I would like to forget. I mean, all sexual experiences are either forgettable or not, you know? So some of them I have forgot about. That's all good, you know?
Well, what one plagues you that you would like to forget?
I mean, really, probably the worst things that have ever happened are just like really bad douching moments for some men. You know, it's probably been some pretty rough ones that I would love to forget about. And then, you know, just a couple of men, you know, we've all got those people that's like, ugh, why did I even do that?
Oh, you mean bad douching moments? Like they weren't good at douching or they
didn't
do it at all?
Yeah, because you gotta like, yeah, I like one of them. I'm pretty sure like didn't do it at all. It was like probably the worst thing that ever happened in my life.
Oh my God, just, that's literally like a shit dick.
Oh God, so bad. So bad. Just the thought makes me want to like throw up.
All right, so the next
like one. I get it. Accidents happen. Like I'm not saying like accidents don't happen, but you should really prepare.
Yeah. the next one is, how was your first time?
Honestly, I don't even remember. It was so long ago. I'm such a hoe. I'm trying to think back. It's like, first time. I mean, I guess it's pretty all right. It's pretty all right.
All right.
What I can remember, you know.
So
look, I smoke a lot, okay? So like sometimes it's really hard to keep up with what happened in the past, because I block out a lot of the past, so it's all good left there, you know?
You didn't write it down in a damn journal? Like, you gotta keep notes.
No, I do not have a little black book, okay? Like, I'm not that bad.
So how do you think the world will end?
How do I think the world will end? Well, I mean, for a second I thought it was going to be COVID, but, you know, we're still going, so obviously not that. So maybe, you know, maybe the zombie apocalypse will happen. And if it does, I really need to learn parkour, because I believe we all should know parkour for the zombie apocalypse, because that'd be a good skill to have. Everybody always hates on me for it, but I think parkour is the way. Like, that's how we're going to survive.
Yeah, I can see that. I watch a lot of Walking Dead, so I have like this whole entire map like planned out in my head of what I will do in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Like, bring it on, Randy.
All right. So, can you impersonate a celebrity?
No, God. Oh my God, I'm so bad at impersonating. Can you impersonate a celebrity?
No.
Yeah, I can't. Can I impersonate a celebrity?
It's just, you know, things that I shouldn't say or ask you. So.
Oh, like, well, yeah, that's one you definitely shouldn't ask me, because I do not know the answer to that. I don't think I can.
When was the last time you shit your pants?
Oh my God, we're not even going to talk about that. Just go ahead and skip. Next.
Why?
Because my life is a shit your pants. Like, sometimes being a store manager can be the hardest thing in the world.
Agreed.
God. So we're just going to, work makes me shit my pants all the time. So, literally.
So, what is your most embarrassing dream?
My most embarrassing dream? Yeah, I don't even know. We're not going to talk about that one either, probably. Probably gets real weird. Probably can't even say that on Spotify, let's just be honest.
We can say anything we want to.
Oh, we can.
We are not.
We're still not going to.
We are not governed by the whatever it is that monitors the radio. We are not monitored by that.
Ooh, okay, cool. Good to know. What else should you not ask me?
So what was the worst situation you were ever in naked?
Worst situation ever in naked. Is there ever a worse situation when you're naked? Let's see. There was this one time when I was like in a group situation and something was going on and I had a mental block, if you know what I'm saying, and it wasn't happening. So that was probably the most embarrassing, let's be honest. It all worked out, but at the beginning it was quite frightful.
So I'm going to answer this one too, because the other day I had the funniest damn moment. I literally had my front door open so like the air could come into the house, like the screen door. And I ran through the house to get a towel and I completely forgot that I left the screen door open. And when I got to the door, the Amazon guy's like, "Hi, how are you?" And I'm dick out and everything. And I'm like, oh shit. And you did one of those things where you cover your crotch real quick. It was so fucking embarrassing.
Oh my God. That could have been like a real life porno for you. You should have played it.
He was cute too.
Yeah, you could have been like, I'm doing fine today. How are you, sir?
The things you think about after something happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because when it happens, you're in the moment, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm naked.
Yeah, in the moment is completely different than when it is afterwards.
Yeah, I'm sure. I haven't personally had that happen, but in some ways, I wish it could.
All right, so which came first, the orange, the fruit, or the orange, the color?
Obviously, the fruit. Like,
yeah, gotta be the fruit.
I would think so. And then they would just associate the color orange with how an orange tastes, because you know certain colors have a flavor. They just do. Well, now, West Coast, I know you're out there, baby, but pink tastes like a color. It tastes like a color.
All right, so where is the weirdest place you have ever masturbated?
There's never a weird place to masturbate, so that's not even a good one. There's never a weird place. I've masturbated in so many places, let's just be honest. I lived a very exhibitionist life for a little while, so things have happened.
All right, so that's the end of my...
I'm so sorry. I just hit the blunt way too hard. Oh, God. That got me tickled. Got me real tickled. Oh, God. That's good. That's good. That's good.
All right. So, keeping on the root of dirty things, let's talk a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about 13 boner horror stories.
Ooh, are they like stories we get to hear and comment on, or like what is it? What do we do?
Yeah, I'll read them and then we'll talk about them.
Ooh, let's do it.
All right. So the first one is the interview boner.
Ooh.
About 20 minutes into a job interview, just seconds before they asked if I would like a tour of the office, I held that folder with my resume in it in front of my crotch for the entire tour, even after it went away, just to make sure it seemed normal.
Ooh. He was excited about that job. Let me tell you, he was excited.
Could you imagine that? You like stand up and you're like, oh, fuck.
I mean, it happens to everybody. So, like, why not?
Yeah.
Just rock it. Be like, yeah. Sorry, I'm really excited. This place got me going. I feel like if you owned it in that moment, they would be like, all right, yeah, okay, let's just keep going. This is the office, you know?
I am raised by this boner. Or by this boner. By this interview.
Oh, that was a good one. I can just imagine with somebody being like, yeah, my dad's a boner. Right? I was raised by it. Oh, God.
The weightlifting boner. Freshman year, ooh, I was in gym weight training class, trying to talk down my own NARB, and out of nowhere, the teacher asks me to come up and demonstrate the bench press. I never lived that one down. I mean, especially in high school, that shit happened quite often.
Oh, yeah. Especially in high school. Like, I would have to go change in the shower, like, stalls. Like there was like shower area, but there wasn't actual showers, I don't think. There might have been, I can't remember, it was in old school. But I like would go into like the little private area to change my clothes while all the other boys changed, because I was like, oh, I cannot do this. I cannot be that kid. Cannot do it. I'm already gay. in a little bitty town. Like, I can't be the kid that had a boner, too. Like, whoo.
Jerry got a boner watching us change.
Be like, damn right, baby, get used to it. Like, that's how I would have been in high school. So bad. I was such a little bitch.
The Jesus boner. I used to go to a Catholic elementary / middle school, and the entire student body had to go to church twice a week. For some unknown reason, I would routinely get boners in church almost every single time around the same part of the service. It was so embarrassing, and I would often have to adjust during Mass or subtly cover my crotch with my hands to hide it. Later in life, I would realize that I was gay, and although I can't be certain, I have a hunch that the source of my hard-ons may have been catching sight of the sexy Jesus with six-pack abs on the crucifix displayed in our church. Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. Woo!
That puts a whole like, new meaning to amen.
Literally, like, but good for you, like, having a thing for daddies at a young age. Like, get it. Get it. Get it. Daddies need love. Like, love this. And you know, Jesus was the quote-unquote ultimate daddy, so.
Yeah. So, the next one.
The big daddy.
The classroom boner. I was standing behind my English teacher, right between her and the classroom door, which was behind me, and she suddenly turned around and was looking for the doorknob and accidentally touched me there. She was extremely ashamed and apologizing, but I was even more ashamed because I was not able to go away when my underpants show began. Oh, my.
Well... that is unfortunate. That is unfortunate.
Yes.
That teacher got a surprise that day, that was for sure.
Definitely.
That's not the kind of knob I was trying to touch, was it?
Miss Peterson, you're turning the wrong knob.
Oh my God! How could I?
The surprise Viagra boner. When I was in high school, my little brother thought it would be funny to switch out my allergy medication for his dad's Viagra. Well, his father is a bigger man than I was and required a heavy dosage of the medicine. Unbeknownst to me, I took the medicine and I usually just threw back my pills without question, and they were roughly the same size and color. Well, a few hours passed and I had a boner for about 2 hours straight. I finally decided to tell my mom I needed to go to the hospital. She begged why, and I stood up and it was apparent, and I said that something was wrong. Well, we get to the doctor's and I was waiting and I had to get naked and robe up. The nurse comes in to do the basic check and all the routine fun stuff. She looks at my penis, asks if it was fake, then flicks it. I was in a lot of pain. Needless to say, she was so embarrassed she didn't come back. The doctor came in and saw it and immediately said, "We need to relieve the pressure. My dick has never forgotten me forgiven me for that." Horrible experience short, my brother got grounded.
That brother better got his ass beat. Like, that's all I gotta say. Like, whoever you are, man, I hope you got revenge on your brother somehow. Like, you should have put Nair in his shampoo or some shit because he deserved that. Damn. Oh my God, I'd be so mad. I'd be so mad. Oh, I can't even. We gotta move past that one. That would make me angry for that kid. So I'm sure that was painful.
Yeah.
That was painful. A double Viagra pill, because that man was big. Like, they definitely had his dosage, like, double. So, yeah. That poor kid.
The water slide boner. I'm standing in a fairly long line on a staircase for a water slide when I suddenly get an erection. I tried covering it with my hands, praying no one will notice or it will go down. However, a younger kid does see it, points, and so I turn. Much too quickly, and my erection hits one of the rungs on the railing with a thung. Well, the sound kind of reverberates and causes several others to suddenly look in my direction. Eventually, I get to the front of the line, and the attendant sees my erection. He's at eye level with it, and the mortified look on my face, and shakes his head before quickly motioning for me to go down the slide. I had to hang out in a wave pool until it was finally all clear. Oh, wow.
That one, but everybody looking, that would be a moment. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God. My dick has got me in trouble.
And then hits the rung with enough to make it a thud. Like, damn. That was a good burner. Yeah, like,
that was a whopper right there. He's probably loaded. Let's be honest.
The singing boner. When I was like 14, I was singing in a choir at church and got one just as we had to get up and sing. I had to stand with my hands in front of my crotch the whole time.
He was just real happy to praise Jesus.
The lunchroom boner. I was at my school's retreat and the whole school was sitting in a big room for lunch. One of the kids got up and was saying a speech. I had to go to the bathroom, and when I got up, little did I know that I was not the only thing that was up. I had an NARB, and half of my school saw it, so I had to walk the rest of the way to the bathroom with my hands covering my pants.
Okay, quick question, though. What is an NARB?
Oh, so an NARB... I actually looked it up because I didn't know what it was either. So Okay. It is no apparent reason boner.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Love that. I got a NARB. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Got a NARB on my knob.
My knob's a NARB. I'm so sorry.
Okay. The algebra boner. When I was 16, I was in math class. Out of nowhere, I get an almost painful raging hard-on. Then I got called to the front of the class to do a question. I was so embarrassed, even my teacher could notice. I think she must have found it flattering, even though I know now I prefer men. To this day, I still get aroused by the the quadratic equation. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I mean, some people gotta be horny for math, or we wouldn't have people that deal with math all the time, you know? Like,
yeah.
Some people just get math going. Wait, math just gets some people going. That's what that math is.
The ER boner.
Oh, yes. I'm ready for this one.
Hot boiling water spilled out from a bottle onto my stomach, thighs, and penis. The skin ended up looking like a peeled potato with burnt skin all over the place. I was rushed to the hospital in nothing but a huge and very transparent white bedsheet at 1 o'clock a.m. Just my luck, the hospital was completely filled with patients at the time. I got a boner for God knows what reason, and it could be seen by all the patients, nurses, and doctors present in that floor. Worst time for a boner.
Like, the visual of that is, like, pretty bad, and then, like, he hit me with, like, he was, like, in nothing but a transparent white sheet, and then that, like, kind of gets me going in a way. I can't even, like, describe it, but it's just, like, one of those ER moments you, like, see in porn, and you're like, ooh, wish I could see that happen one day, you know? Like, those people got to see that. They got to experience that moment of seeing a boner in the ER. They should be grateful. Grateful.
The patriotic boner. I was in class getting ready to do the pledge, and my girlfriend at the time smiled and winked at me, and I got a boner.
Oh, young love. Young love.
Wow, like, that's all it takes?
Just a wink. It's like, yeah, I'm ready.
The family dinner boner. My best friend and I were having dinner with his family, including his elderly grandparents. He was standing at the store to help serve and suddenly looked over at me in horror. Upon seeing that uncomfortable timed banner boner, I placed him serving so he could go take care of that. We still laugh about it.
Oh my God.
Wow. They still laugh at least about it.
At least they had each other's back, though. You know, it's just like, I'm going to help you real quick. It's like, here, yeah, you better get back here, Grandpa. Don't let Granny and Papa see that. Like, no, no.
The warm beverage boner. And then this is the last one.
Oh, okay.
I once made my boyfriend a proper hot chocolate with marshmallows and all the extras. And he enjoyed it so much he got a boner. I now regularly tease him about the time he was sexually attracted to a hot drink.
I mean, some drinks, they can do it, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes in the moment, if it's just the perfect thing, it can just be like, what you need, you know? I'm not saying it's going to give me a boner, but it's going to put me in the mood to get a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. This actually was a BuzzFeed thing that they put together after Nick Jonas's boner at the awards. When
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got a boner at the awards. He ate a lollipop with weed in it and ended up with a boner.
Yeah, he got a high boner. He said, bro, I just feel so good right now. I can't even help it. Like, somebody said, my dear, come on. Let's go.
Okay, so the next thing that we're going to get into is I'm going to quiz you, okay?
Oh, you're going to quiz me. Okay. What are we quizzing you for?
All right. So, how old are you?
I'm 27. I'll be 28 this year.
All right. So, you're like right on the edge of millennial and iGen. So, these are famous movie lines that only millennials will remember. You ready for this?
Okay, okay, I can try.
All right. So the first one is, oh my God, I'm totally bugging.
Oh my God, I'm totally bugging. This sounds so familiar.
There was two outfits from this movie that was like an iconic look.
Oh my God, wait, it's Clueless.
Yes.
Clueless, yes. Okay, sorry.
All right,
that took me back.
The next one is, even the smallest person can change the course of the future.
Oh God, I know that. I know that.
Are you a nerd?
Yeah, is it The Hobbit, maybe?
It's in that era or in that series of movies.
Mm-hmm. what does that mean? Or was that just from, like, the person who wrote those movies?
Well, The Hobbit was the prequel to this.
Lord of the Rings?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The next one is I Laugh in the Face of Danger.
Oh, I definitely that's Disney Lion King.
Yes.
Yes.
The next one is
Lion King was shit. Yeah,
it was the shit. The next one is I'm a piece of fucking white trash. I say it proudly.
I guess it's like have to be like maybe like Eminem.
Yes, it was 8 Mile.
Oh shit! No way.
Yep.
All right, that's lucky guess.
In order to be successful, you have to project success at all times.
In order to be successful, you have to one more time. In order to be successful, you what?
You have to project success at all times.
No, I don't know that one.
American Beauty. I didn't know that one either.
Yeah, I was like, I have no idea.
The next one is, it's like you feel homesick for a place that doesn't exist. I didn't know this one either, to be honest.
I don't think I know that.
Garden State.
Yep. Never seen that. I have no clue what that is.
The next one is, I don't like the idea that I'm not in control of my life. It's got Keanu Reeves.
Is it the nature?
The what?
The Matrix, maybe?
Yeah, The Matrix.
Was it The Matrix?
Yes.
Yes, but Keanu Reeves helped me out there. I appreciate that, because I wouldn't have got it without that.
Who are you to criticize something you've never experienced? I've never seen this one either, so I can't help you with this one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cruel Intentions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I might have seen that once, but I don't remember it. Yeah.
The next couple are so easy. I know you're going to get them.
Oh my God, I hope.
The next one is, I live my life a quarter of a mile at a time.
I live my life a quarter at a time. Shit, that sounds really familiar. Is that like, oh wait, that's like a Nicholas Cage. Is it Nicholas Cage? I'm going to have to pass on that one. I don't think I knew that.
It's The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah, see. I was never a Fast and the Furious kid. Wasn't my thing.
They wasn't singing.
I wasn't watching it.
Oh, yeah. I watched it because my brother's straight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it played in the background, but I just definitely never paid attention. Like, there was moments, like, when they would come on the screen, they'd be all shirtless and shit. I'd be like, yeah, what's up? But then after that, you know, it was gone again.
Get it. So, the next one is, whoever said orange is the new pink was seriously disturbed. She was a lawyer and carried around a small dog.
Oh, that's Legally Blonde.
Yep.
Probably. That's definitely good.
I don't scratch my head unless it itches, and I don't dance unless I hear some music.
Is that like that football movie?
It is a football movie.
Yes. Remember the Titans.
Yes. Remember the Titans. The next one is, I figure life's a gift and I don't intend on wasting it.
Mm.
It is a classic. Actually, if you got the tape when we were younger.
Oh, wait. It's the Titanic. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Two part tape. Two VHSs.
Yes. He
would not fit on one.
He is the cheese to my macaroni.
Oh, yeah. You like Leonardo DiCaprio?
That's the next line. But yeah, I do love me some Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, sorry. I got lost in that one. He is the cheese. That's like that one down the gate. What is that? Oh, God. She's pregnant. It's
Juno.
Yes, Juno. I knew it. I just couldn't produce the word.
I'm pretty sure the loser sneeze is officially dead.
What?
I'm pretty sure the loser sneeze is officially dead.
I don't know that.
Burr, it's cold in here. There must be some tourism. Yes.
Bring it on. Yes. Okay.
It takes a great deal of bravery to stand up to our enemies, but just as much to stand up to our friends. Wizards.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter,
yes.
Yes, it was actually the first one, the Philosopher's Stone.
Wasn't it the Sorcerer's Stone?
In America. In England, it was called Philosopher's.
Okay, I just thought that was like a different retake on it. I never read it, so I have no clue.
I'm a big fan of Harry Potter. I love it.
Oh my God, same, but I just can't read. I just can't do it. I sit down and try to read a book, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, I just can't. Put me in front of a movie, though, I'm in it. In it to win it.
Yep. The next one is, do you like cheese?
Do you like cheese? I mean, do you like cheese? But...
It's got a child star that retired around the age of 32.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's Amanda Bynes movie. She's the boy. She's the man.
She's the man. You got it.
Yeah.
The next one is God Bless the Internet.
Oh, I know this. God Bless the Internet.
You know this one. As soon as I say it, you're going to be like, man, I knew that.
Oh, I don't say any of them. Oh, God bless the internet. I don't know.
American Pie.
Oh, of course.
The next one is, that's why her hair is so big, it's full of secrets.
Mean Girls.
Yes.
I mean that one right off the bat.
I was going to say, if you don't get this one, we cannot be friends.
Honestly, I was about to just interrupt you and just cut you off before you said it all. Like, after you said it, her hair is so big, I was like, Gretchen Wieners, Mean Girls. Like,
the things you own end up owning you. It's an old movie with Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Oh. He was in that fight movie back in the day, like Fight Club.
Fight Club, you got it.
All right.
The last one is, someday I will repay you, unless, of course, I can't find you, or if I forget. Green.
The Green Mile.
No.
No. Green. Someday I'll repay you, unless I can't find you or forget.
Swamp.
Oh, fucking Shrek.
Yes.
Oh my god.
You did pretty good.
I would hope so. God. It's like most of those things, like I should know most of those answers. I just had to like really think about them.
Yeah.
Because
I kind of threw you off guard.
Yeah, and I'm stunned. So that's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's like a double whammy.
Yeah, so I was over here like, damn. But like, once you said green and swamp, I was like, oh fuck, that's Shrek. That's when he steals those people's outfits and he's like handsome at the time.
Yes.
Yes. Now, I love Mr. Shrek. I actually just watched that the other day because I love The Holding Out for a Hero by the Fairy Godmother. Like, that's literally my absolute favorite song. C minor, put it in C minor.
I remember when that movie came out and the Smash Mouth song became really big.
Oh yeah, that song. Somebody wants to me that one.
Yeah, right. And everybody's like, this song's from Shrek, and I'm like, this song was out before Shrek.
Shrek just made it popular.
Mm-hmm.
I like 100% forgot that Cameron Diaz was the one who played Fiona until the other day when I watched it, and I was like, oh shit, that's Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. That's my cat's name, Fiona.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Good old Fiona. She's a good girl. My girl's Trisha. She's just laying over on the bed right now. All curled up. Hating on me.
Yeah, I don't know where my daughter is. She's somewhere.
Yeah. She's always around me. You just never know where around
me. Mine's a free bird. She runs around everywhere. Plays with her brother and everything.
Aw, cute. Trisha only has like a stepsister, and that's my roommate's dog, Alice, and they like kind of play, but they pretty much just hate each other.
So. All right, so we are actually going to wrap it up now. I want to thank...
Already?
Yes. I want to thank Jerry for being on with us and being our first official KOABD special guest host. So thank you, sir.
Oh my god, you're welcome. You shouldn't even think me. I should be thinking you. This is such a fun time. I didn't even want it to end.
Well, we will definitely have you on again. We have many more opportunities coming up. We have Pridecast 21 that we're recording. We have many other episodes you can jump in. And I mean, hell, one episode, we might even let you take the reins and take over the show for an episode.
Ooh, yes. Let me bring it on. I will slay it.
So until next time, you can follow us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/KOABD pod. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at KOABD pod. If you listen on the Purple Podcast app, please subscribe and leave a written review, and we'll read them on the podcast sometime. So until next time, stay true. Stay weird, stay queer, and always be a big deal. Bye.
Yes. Bye.
don't know what I can see. I don't know what I can be. I don't know where I have gone today. All I know is now I have my friends all around, and I'm kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. Hello, everybody. This is Terry Miller from Kind of a Big Deal Podcast, and I'm here to tell you all about our new venture into doing some bonus episodes. I am a huge lover of crime stories and true crime stories. So I have teamed up with Jerry Manis, my dear friend, to bring you Kind of a Big Crime. We will talk through murder cases, domestic abuse cases, many different types of crimes, to give you the backstory on these crimes and our opinions on them. So, listen to the bonus episodes called Kind of a Big Crime. And also, the beauty of it is they will be released on the Kind of a Big Deal Podcast RSS feed. So what that means is you don't have to go anywhere to find them. If you follow or subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening app, you will get them as they show up in the notifications. We will also release more information on the day that we're going to release these episodes, and if it's going to be a monthly, weekly, bi-weekly adventure. But until then, I would just like to say thank you for all of your support and listening to Kind of a Big Deal Podcast, and supporting all of our ventures along the way. So, I say, always be a big deal, and goodbye.